Boise State University was recently awarded more than $2 million to create a food and dairy innovation center over the next 5 years to meet the growing needs of that industry here in our state. Now, the Food and Dairy Innovation Center, or FDIC, will help create and advance new technologies, provide students hands-on training, and a lot more. Two of the faculty leading this charge are here to tell us more about that. Owen McDougall, the FDIC Principal Investigator and Professor and Chair of the Boise State Chemistry Department, along with Jim Browning, Professor and Chair of Engineering. Welcome to the program, both of you.
Thanks so much for having us, Kevin.
Yes, thank you.
So, Owen, let's start with a bit about the grant. Could you tell us how this idea and the funding came to be?
I think it's been over a decade in the works. I think last time I was on your show, we were talking about acrylamide based on a law passed in California. And that food interest and dairy interest has been building at Boise State. So Boise State takes a transdisciplinary approach to science and engineering challenges and problems. And industry has identified Boise State as a strong partner to do the types of work that they need done. So U.S. News and World Report put Boise State as one of the top 50 for innovation. And along those lines, it draws a lot of attention to our science and engineering programs, where we have capabilities that dramatically benefit food processors. So we are tapping into our core strengths in transdisciplinary science and engineering to address the problems of area industry.
So, Owen, in the description of the new Innovation Center, it mentions meeting industry demand. Can you talk to us a little bit about what demand you're specifically seeing here in Idaho?
Yeah, specifically with the dairy industry, the Magic Valley has turned into, I'm going to say, a dairy mega processor. Idaho is now third in the country for dairy processing, and there is no substantial population or university presence within the Magic Valley. Therefore, there's high demand for engagement with that industry to drive the research side of the equation. So they are processing milk into high-value products, yogurt, cheese, protein powders at a astronomical size, nutritional supplements and things as well with Glanbia. But they don't have as much of the research support that would really allow them to drive the innovation necessary for competitiveness into the future. So Boise State is the closest research center that can facilitate the research effort on behalf of dairy and food process industries.
So Jim, could you give us a brief overview of what this center will actually look like?
Sure. I'll defer to Owen about a couple of the modules that we're looking about, a couple of the topics, because it's his area of expertise. From the engineering side, what we're looking at is how do we use electrical engineering, computer engineering, mechanical engineering, material science, computer science to improve the food processing industry. Some people refer to it as advanced manufacturing. And so what we're going to look at from in the FDIC from our standpoint is, can we produce or create a lab where we can study how food processing design, food processing systems can be designed, how we can use some of the technology that we're developing already under some other grants? So leveraging is very critical. So for example, I work with a colleague, Ken Cornell, in biochemistry here at BSU. We have funding from the U.S. Department of Agriculture, and we are going to leverage some of that research to help in Owen's FDIC to see how we can help the food industry, how we can help processing. In our particular case, it's a food safety related issue, but from an engineering standpoint. The other idea is to continue to develop other funding opportunities to, depending on what those funding opportunities are, to improve the FDIC. So we want to grow the labs. We want greater opportunities in the labs, and by getting other funding sources that work with the FDIC, we will do that. So again, an example might be the U.S. Department of Agriculture. So we're coming at it from the engineering, the technology, advanced manufacturing, machine learning, those types of approaches.
And Jim, I mean, you mentioned all of these different folks, you know, different areas of expertise. This really is interdisciplinary. Why is that so important with a center like this?
Yeah, so many areas in modern society are really dependent upon having engineers and scientists across multiple disciplines working together because things are just too complicated and sophisticated. So if you have a food processing facility, you can obviously have mechanical engineers that design and build those that machinery. You can have electrical engineers that interface everything together, implement sensors and diagnostics that monitor all that. Computer scientists to program all the software and manage the data and analyze the data that's coming in. So once you create these more advanced facilities, these factories, you have to, you're going to have all of this information flowing to you. So you have to be able to process it and use it. But engineers sort of are problem solvers. You know, here's a problem, how can I fix it? But we need the help of scientists to understand this. I don't know any of the microbiology that goes on in dealing with bacteria or viruses. So I rely on my colleague to do that. So while I can understand how to solve a particular problem or come up with ideas on how to solve a particular problem, I don't understand the problem. I need help from scientists like Owen to say, well, here's what we're dealing with and why, what can we do to fix that problem?
I want to turn to the students right now. Owen, can you talk to us about how this center will impact students on campus?
Yeah, the university has come up with some structural templates for courses. And this is actually probably a better question for Jim. So I'll be developing what's called a vertically integrated project course. Jim has been active in managing a course like this with a fellow project team member, Julie Oxford. We also have another team member, Dr. Lisa Warner, who is also involved in the VIP program. And that is a program that brings in students from all different levels, from freshman, sophomore, junior, senior, also graduate students, to all work on sort of a large umbrella project, bringing in skill sets, as Jim was describing, whether they be from chemistry, from biology, from engineering, from computer science, to address these bigger, broader problems. So the Food and Dairy Innovation Center will provide a location where that type of interdisciplinary work can occur at all levels of student educational experience and exposure. And part of the driver for that is really engaging students earlier on into the vastness of the training opportunities in order to address problems from an innovative mindset and perspective that's really necessary for a well-rounded future employee into the industry.
Before we wrap up, and maybe Owen, you can answer this, where is the progress on this? It's a 5-year project. So where does that stand right now?
Yeah, there's two goals of the project. The first is infrastructure. So the Micron Center for Materials Research, there was a large donation by Micron Foundation to help create a building that the first two floors are built out. The third floor of that building will provide the physical space for the Food and Dairy Innovation Center. So we will use some of the funds from the state of Idaho to build the physical infrastructure for one lab module for food chemistry. Another lab module will be constructed based on university assets that will provide a space for dairy. And then we'll build an additional two modules that contain the engineering and the advanced manufacturing components of the Food and Dairy Innovation Center. So it will take us several years to build out that physical infrastructure. And then the second goal of ours is sustainability. And Jim addressed that well with a lot of the funded projects we have, either contracts with industry or co-sponsored grants with industry or federally funded grants, state funded grants, contribute to funding the ongoing operations and personnel within the center.
Well, I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking to us about this. We've been speaking with Owen McDougall, the FDIC principal investigator and professor and chair of the Boise State Chemistry Department, and Jim Browning, professor and chair of engineering. We'll have more Idaho Matters next.